privilege it is to be a father and to be directed by God's grace in our lives.
这是一个这么大的这个神的恩典，我们又是这些做父亲的，又是神在带领我们。
If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like you to turn at the end of the message. I'm going to have you read 1 Peter 5, verses 8 through 11 at the end of the message.
假如你们有圣经跟你带来的话，你们在我把这个讲道讲完了，请你们再念一遍。今天的经文是彼得前书第五章八到十一节。
Oftentimes, in choosing what we're going to preach or talk about, comes out of our own life experiences.
常常我们在要跟弟兄姐妹分享主日这个崇拜的这个跟大家分享的时候，都是把我们自己本身亲身的经验跟大家分享。
No matter what the circumstances are, God wants us to be obedient to Him.
不管我们的环境怎么样，神永远是要求我们去信靠他。
Life is filled with interruptions.
我们的生命中间充满了很多很多的，你叫做 interruption， 叫做干扰也好，这个我们翻译做打岔也好，中断也好。
Let me take a minute just to define interruptions.
现在这个牧师要给我们讲一讲这个 interruption， 这个干扰也好，中断也好，打岔也好。
Oftentimes, when we think that we have things in order, something comes along that causes a change.
我们在我们常常常常我们觉得是我们生命中很平安，大家都是按照规矩做，但是有时候就会有东西把我们要
改变我们方向。It's not always expected.
而且是改变我们方向的时候，不是我们都是期待做的。
And it's really important how we handle those moments when change or interruptions come in our life.
当这个改变。来到我们必须要改变的时候，我们要知道我们要怎么样子应付这种改变。
Some interruptions are insignificant.
有些干扰是毫没有很大的影响的。
And others can be life-changing.
有些是可以给你改变你中间人生一生的。
Living a Christian life does not exempt us from interruptions.
我们做基督徒并不代表说我们不会受这些干扰，受这些根断，或者受这叫停止。
My journey as a Christian began as a child and continues to this day.
我是从在很小很小的小孩子、男孩子时候就信了耶稣，一直到今天仍然是一个基督徒。
As a Christian, I continue to look at these things that have been interruptions in my life and try to understand the source.
对一个基督徒来讲，我到现在还是看到说这些干扰、这些宗旨打扰我，我要看看到底我的生活、生命要怎么样去进行。
As well as their purpose and how they affect my obedience to God.
而且这些干扰怎么样子会改变，或者要怎么样子让我们去完全去顺服神。
Let me ask you the simple question this morning. What's the interruptions in your life today?
让我来问大家一个问题，在你生活中间的这干扰、中断或者打扰。
What is its source?
这些干扰的来源是从哪里来的？
And even more important,
更重要的是
What is the purpose of the interruption and how are you responding?
那些干扰的目的是什么？我们怎么样子去应付？
One source of interruption is God.
有一种干扰是从神来的。
When God interrupts our routine, the primary purpose behind it generally involves two things.
当这个神允许这干扰到我们把日常这样子不变的事情之后，神一定有一个目的的。
His call on our life.
这就是他在呼召我们。
Or to correct us.
或者他在改正我们。
One of my deepest desires growing up as a young boy was to be a professional basketball player.
我在我小孩子小男孩的时候，我就想我要当一个职业篮球的篮球代表。
But God had another plan all along.
但是神有他自己在我生命中间的计划。
And that was the opportunity to have the privilege to serve him as a pastor.
神给我的计划是说，让我有机会能够去侍奉他，来做牧师来侍奉他。
So the purpose often is his call on our life and his correction.
所以这个整个的这个事情就是说，神有呼召，然后他常常要来改变我们的。
Let me take the example of Abram in Genesis.
我们给你看看一个印子，当亚伯兰他的怎么讲带领他神。
Simply put, God interrupted Abram's life with a command.
所以这个神就干扰了他亚伯兰的这个一生的计划。
He said to him, "Leave everything that you know and follow me."
神对亚伯兰说，把你东西统统放掉，拿掉
，and trust me to lead you.
来跟从我，来相信我会带领你。
The command was radical.
那个这个神的命令是非常非常的好像是天摇地动的样子。
And changed the course of Adam's life.
把这个亚伯兰的这个整个一生的生命都改变了。
And he obeyed.
而亚伯拉罕完全的顺从。
Let me give you another example from Luke.
我再给你一个。另外一个例子从 Luke 来讲
You remember reading the story of Zacchaeus?
你记得那个撒该这个的故事吗
Zacchaeus was not well liked
这个撒该是不是被很多人爱宰的
And it was for good reason
是大家都知道有很好的原因大家并不喜欢他
He was a chief tax collector
因为他是一个税吏头
He had license to steal from the fellow citizens.
他这个税吏就是罗马帝国给他一个执照，你可以到这个你的居民那些去抢钱。
When Jesus entered Jericho,
当耶稣基督到耶利哥来的时候
，Zacchaeus curiously had a deep desire to see him.
撒该就从心中有一个很大的强烈的欲望想见耶稣。
Due to his small stature,
因为撒该他人很矮
he was prevented from seeing Jesus until he climbed a tree.
他没有办法在人群中去看耶稣基督，只有爬到树上去看。
The power of the story came when Jesus interrupted Zacchaeus.
这个整个这个大能的这个在这个故事的背后是。耶稣改变他的一生。
While Zacchaeus was in a tree, Jesus invited himself to dinner at Zacchaeus' home.
当这个耶稣基督看在撒该在这个树上，耶稣基督自己替撒该邀请他自己晚上要到他家去吃饭。
Zacchaeus responded and he obeyed.
撒该就说啊，就很高兴，而且他就顺从耶稣自己的。不请自来的邀请。
Sometimes the sources of interruption is God in our life.
所以有的时候这些干扰、这些改变是从神那里来的。
Another source of interruption can be people.
而另外一个来源这些干扰是从其他的人来的。
That's you and me.
那个就是你和我。
When we interrupt what God is doing in our lives,
当我们干扰神要在我们生命中间所做的时候
it's generally covered by our selfishness.
常常都是被我们自己的自私所掩盖住了
and has a very limited perspective.
而且都是很狭小的这种眼光看法
In 2 Samuel, we have the story of David and Bathsheba.
在这个撒母耳下我们看到的故事关于大卫和拔示巴
The account begins by describing how King David reneged on doing as kings do in the spring
这个故事开始在一个国王大卫王他在一个下午他没有做他国王应该做的事情
They were generally to go to battle
他们他的那些将军都在前线打仗
The Bible says that one evening while David was taking a stroll on his porch,
然后这个有一天这在傍晚的时候，大卫在他的房屋上，这个在那里看着。
David eyed a beautiful woman bathing and desired her.
远处看到一个漂亮一个女子在那里在他家里洗浴。
He inquired of his leaders and was told that she was married.
然后他就问他旁边人说，哎，那边那个我刚刚看那个漂亮的那个后院，上海话讲，在那个是谁家的人？哦，然后这个他的下面说，那已经是一个结婚的女人。
In spite of what David knew.
大卫知道她是一个已婚的妇女。
He was enticed by his own lust.
然后他被他自己的私欲所引诱了。
Disobeyed God's commandment and committed adultery.
违背了神的诫命，就犯下了奸淫罪。
The Bible says, then to cover up the adultery, murder to cover that up.
然后因为他犯了奸淫罪，他要给他。遮掩起来，他就又犯了一个谋杀的罪。
Not doing a king's duty was the initial interruption that led to his sin.
所以他在没有做到他做一个国王应该负的责任，而且他原来的那个罪就完全改变了他一生。
David's selfish desire led to the consequences.
大卫王的自私那些欲望，然后就带来了以下的结果。
Isn't it interesting that even today, many thousands of years later, we're still talking about the sin of David?
这个结果就是一看，多少千年下来，我们仍然还在讨论，讲到他的罪。范牧师前几个礼拜也在讲过。
The Bible tells us that Satan seeks to interrupt our lives as well.
然后圣经告诉我们说，撒旦也愿意偷偷地进到我们的生命中间。
First, we looked at God interrupts our lives.
我们看到神会干扰，中断我们的意志。
Second, people interrupt our lives.
然后我们周围的其他的人可以来。干扰我们。
And Satan interrupts our lives.
最后，撒旦也会来干扰我们日常的生活。
The Bible depicts him as a deceiver and one who devours.
这个圣经上告诉我们说，他是一个魔鬼，他是到处游行去寻找可吞吃的人。
When Satan interrupts, he always uses deception.
当撒旦来找麻烦的时候，他永远是欺骗我们去做一些不该做的事。
And he always seeks to destroy.
而且他永远最后的目的就是要毁灭我们。
Satan's interruptions consistently dismiss the attributes and the promises of God.
所以撒旦所做的是完全把神的所有的应许，所有的这个要叫我们期望做的事情完全毁灭。
In Genesis the third chapter, Satan's encounter with Eve is described.
记不记得在创世纪第三章，这个撒旦去找到夏娃。
Satan begins the conversation with a lie.
然后撒旦一开始跟夏娃讲话就是一个大大的谎言。
Saying that he understands that God has made the fruit of all the trees in the garden.
他说我知道神在我们伊甸园里造了很多很多那些果树。
And that all of the trees were off limits.
是所有的果树果子虽好但是你们都不能吃。
Eve explained that only the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil was forbidden.
夏娃说 ：“No, 我树上果子都能吃，只有那一棵分别善恶树的果子我们不能吃。”
Satan suggested to Eve that God was not being forthright.
这个撒旦说：“你知道吗？这个神真的是对你。”并不是完全把你当作自己人看待。
And he said to Eve that he fears that his creation will be like him.
所以他说， 因为神怕你吃了果子，你这些被创造人就像神那么伟大了。
Only if they know the difference between good and evil.
啊，你跟神一样可以分别善恶。
Satan suggested that they could create their own.
所以撒旦就说，哎，你也可以自己像神一样子，可以知道怎么样分别善恶啊。
They could live in their own garden.
然后你可以就住在你自己那个建造的一个花园里面。
Not in God's, and they could become gods themselves.
所以你就不要住在神所给你的创造的那个伊甸园，你就变成你自己的神了。
Adam and Eve gave in to the temptation.
这个亚当跟夏娃就中了他的诡计。就这样做了
And they disobeyed.
他们就违背了神的诫命
In my journey with the Lord and upon closer examination of scriptures
那我的一生的旅途我在查考圣经上看到
I've made several conclusions about interruptions
我就得到好几处的干扰是带领我在一生中间
I ought to invite and seek God's interruptions.
我要邀请，而且我愿意去寻求神对我生命中间这些干扰。
He made us and knows the best for us, and He has a wonderful plan.
神让我们知道他的意念是完全是为我们好，而且他对我们这些生命都有他自己的计划。
So when God interrupts, obedience should be the utmost priority.
所以当神在干扰我们的生命的时候，唯一的方法就是顺从。
On the other hand, self and Satan can lead me to disobey.
不然的话，你自己的老我和撒旦会来把你引到一个路途上去。
I need to grow suspicious and cautious of my own assumptions.
我对我自己一定要常常要提醒我说，哎，我要看看我自己到底决定的对不对。
Since I am inherently selfish and my heart is deceitfully wicked.
因为我们的自己从小就是与生俱来的可以要违背神，而且要欺骗我们自己。
My earthly perspectives are wrong.
我们常常在我们以在地上的期望都是错的。
I must surrender my will, my passion, and my goals.
我一定要把我的意志、我们的热情、我们的目的都放在神身上。
My understanding and my life.
我的了解、我的生命都交托在神的手里。
And finally, I must flee and fight Satan's interruptions.
我最后我要在撒旦面前要逃跑，见到他的面赶快跑。
In just a moment, you're going to read God's instructions from 1 Peter 5.
所以
it gives us great insight.
待会儿我们要念彼得前书第五章彼得前书第五章八到十一节。
What I learned from these verses were simply this.
我从这些经文我得到的功课是
I can flee Satan.
我可以在撒旦面前逃掉
By knowing the truth.
如果我们知道真理是什么
The Bible says that the truth will set us free.
这个圣经上告诉我真理可以释放我们。
And how do we come to that point of knowing what the truth is?
那我们怎么知道什么是真理呢？
It comes by spending time in God's Word.
就是要常常去在神的话语上花时间。
Oftentimes we say we're too busy to be in God's Word.
常常我们说，哎呀，神的去念神的话语，我太忙了，哪里有时间去念那么多？
But I have a strong feeling that everybody in this room today can find 7 minutes to be alone with God every day.
我有个很强烈的这个感觉，就是说我们在座的每一个人，每天一定找得出7分钟花在神的话语身上。
I know in my own life that I waste 7 minutes often.
我知道在我的生命中间，我每天去浪费7分钟是太多太多的7分钟。
But I suggest to you, brothers and sisters, 7 minutes in God's Word daily will change your life dramatically.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，如果你花7分钟在神的话语上，可以改变你对神的生活。
And soon 7 minutes won't be enough.
而且你真正这样做的话，你就觉得这你花在七分钟花在神的话语中间是不够的。
I find it interesting when I look at Jesus' life from Matthew 4 and Luke 4.
我们看这个马太福音第四章、路加福音第四章，我们看耶稣基督的生活。
Jesus defended himself against Satan's temptations because he knew the truth and he quoted it.
当魔鬼来试探耶稣的时候，耶稣用圣经上的话语来保护他自己，而且来当魔鬼来攻击的时候，他会防御魔鬼的攻击。
When circumstances come our way and we quote God's word, He will bring us rich blessing.
然后当情况这个环境发生在我们如果能够把圣经的话语引用出来去抵挡魔鬼的话，我们就很。
I must draw close to Him and pray for God's strength to help me to follow Him each day.
我愿意每一天都能够更比从前更亲近耶稣。
And blessings will flow.
然后神的祝福就跟到就会给我们了。
I invite you to take your Bibles now, and will you join in reading the passage of Scripture that we center our attention on from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 11.
如果你们有带圣经来的话，我们请各位弟兄姐妹翻到彼得前书第五章第八节念到十一节。彼得前书第五章第八节到十一节，我想你们很多人都背得了。彼得前书第五章第八节到十一节，那我们开始念好吧，大家都翻到了吧？翻到人请举手。哦，很多人都翻到了，没有的话我在这里念。彼得前书第五章第八节，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄姐妹也是经历这样的苦难。那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂定苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Obeying God's word，
要顺从神的话语
will set you free，
可以能够释放你，可以得自由。
Amen.
Amen.